Part 1.
Traffic light.
It is 1877. Garrett A. Morgan is born to a poor African-American family. When he is 14, he leaves school and goes to work. He does not have much education, but he is very imaginative. He teaches himself. Morgan works in a sewing machine shop. He gets interested in machines. He always looks for better ways to do things. It is 1901. Morgan invents a special belt for sewing machines. He sells the idea for $150, but this is only the beginning. Morgan invents many things. It is 1914. Morgan invents a helmet to protect miners and firefighters from smoke and gas. He wins a gold medal for this invention. Morgan looks for other problems to solve. Cars are very popular in the USA. The streets are crowded with cars. There are many accidents. Morgan has an idea. What about a light at each street corner? The light tells the car to stop or go. He invents a timer that automatically changes the light. Cities all over the country want to have Morgan's traffic lights, but he cannot produce enough of them.
Now listen again.
Traffic light.
It is 1877. Garrett A. Morgan is born to a poor African-American family. When he is 14, he leaves school and goes to work. He does not have much education, but he is very imaginative. He teaches himself. Morgan works in a sewing machine shop. He gets interested in machines. He always looks for better ways to do things. It is 1901. Morgan invents a special belt for sewing machines. He sells the idea for $150, but this is only the beginning. Morgan invents many things. It is 1914. Morgan invents a helmet to protect miners and firefighters from smoke and gas. He wins a gold medal for this invention. Morgan looks for other problems to solve. Cars are very popular in the USA. The streets are crowded with cars. There are many accidents. Morgan has an idea. What about a light at each street corner? The light tells the car to stop or go. He invents a timer that automatically changes the light. Cities all over the country want to have Morgan's traffic lights, but he cannot produce enough of them.
Part 2. Listen and look. There is one example.
Hello, young man. Do you want to ask me some questions?
Yes. I've got to write some things about you for my homework.
Well?
When I see you on TV, everyone just calls you Betty. Do you have another name?
Yes, it's Betty Fountain. That's Fountain.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write.
Right. Now I know. But I don't know how old you are.
You guess.
43?
No, 57.
But you look so young.
Well, I try to eat the right things.
Like what?
I usually eat salad, rice and fish.
Do you live in a big house near the beach, like all the other actors and singers?
No, I have a flat in the city and a little house in a village.
Oh, What do you do in your holidays?
We love sports. So in winter, we go skiing. And in the summer, we go climbing.
Who do you go with?
I always go on holiday with my husband.
Now listen to part two again.
Right. Now I know. But I don't know how old you are.
You guess.
43?
No, 57.
But you look so young.
Well, I try to eat the right things.
Like what?
I usually eat salad, rice and fish.
Do you live in a big house near the beach, like all the other actors and singers?
No, I have a flat in the city and a little house in a village.
Oh, what do you do in your holidays?
We love sports, so in winter we go skiing and in the summer we go climbing.
Who do you go with?
I always go on holiday with my husband.
That is the end of part two.